At last night's city council meeting, a work session on commercial marijuana sales in Unalaska encouraged an earnest yet respectful debate among attendees. Just like the results of the online and paper surveys distributed by city staff at a recent public forum on the topic, opinions were split roughly 50-50 for those for and against allowing a cannabis business to open on the island. Carol Bunas says she supports a retail store here.
I think because we are an island and you can't bring it in federally or over the waters, that it should be an option because that's what the people of this city voted for. Not everybody can grow it. Not everybody wants to grow it. Maybe their landlords won't let them grow it. Older people, you know, it takes a lot of skill, I think, to grow it. I understand that there's plenty of alcohol and drugs around, and I don't think that having a retail store is going to make it any different for kids getting their hands on it. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Rick Entman of Alaska Marine Pilots disagreed.
Well, my concern is that probably 90 to 95% of the jobs are directly or indirectly in this town, this community, from the fishing industry. And I mean, those guys can't be buying this stuff. You know, there's federal guidelines out there. We're subject to marine transportation guidelines. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand a maritime industry town like this. And this is on the table. It's ridiculous.
A few parents in the audience said they were concerned a store would increase the availability of marijuana to their children. The work session raised more questions than were answered, and the mayor and council directed the city manager to seek answers for those questions. Last night's meeting was the first of what promises to be several public sessions on the topic between now and February. If the city doesn't enact local rules by then, the council won't have a say in whether someone opens a business here or not. One of the city's attorneys, Charles Cassiola, attended the meeting by speakerphone. He jumped in near the end of the discussion to provide some clarification on legalities, such as how a business would transport large amounts of commercial cannabis product to the island. That's if the product was grown and tested elsewhere in the state.
And given the tracking requirement for marijuana, you know, as you mentioned, all marijuana sold in a licensed retail store has to be tracked and received as sale. It's not going to be possible to have a retail store that sells marijuana that has been transported across the state in an unlawful manner.
In other matters, the council voted unanimously this week to reduce the number of taxicab permits to 18. And they voted to provide a tax exemption for local small businesses. Mayor Shirley Marquardt announced that there is an opening for one of the public seats on the Museum of the Aleutians Board of Directors. There is also a public seat vacancy on the clinic's Board of Directors. Those interested should talk to City Clerk Kat Hazen.